Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining brightly over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv today. Expect warm temperatures across the region, making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Haifa, conditions are similar, with clear skies welcoming the day. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, amid a truce, Hezbollah attacked the IDF in southern Lebanon. IDF troops killed 6 gunmen in Bint Jael earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports a new regional initiative. An American Arab effort is underway for a non-aggression agreement in Lebanon. Also this hour. According to N12, Israel is preparing for talks and their potential collapse. A third aircraft carrier is en route to the region to bolster forces. Separately, from JNS in earlier reporting, the IDF struck in Lebanon after Hezbollah violated the ceasefire. And finally, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu accuses Hezbollah of trying to sabotage historic peace efforts between Israel and Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. The Foundation for Defense of Democracies noted earlier today that France was the only EU country to oppose listing Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. Middle East 24 shared that the Lebanese foreign minister believes Hezbollah's costly calculations have driven a shift to direct negotiations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in southern Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports clashes erupted despite a truce. The IDF responded with force, killing 6 gunmen in Bint Jebel. This escalation comes as tensions remain high following a rocket barrage aimed at northern Israel. For civilians, this means that the fragile peace is once again under threat. Turning to the diplomatic front, the American Arab Initiative is gaining traction. As reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, the Egyptian foreign minister discussed with Nabi Berri the need for Israel to withdraw and cease violations. This effort highlights the international pressure for stability in the region. If successful, this could pave the way for a more lasting peace. Meanwhile, Israel is bracing for the collapse of talks. N12 highlights preparations involving increased military presence, including the arrival of a third aircraft carrier. This shows Israel's readiness for any scenario, underscoring the gravity of the situation. The implications for regional stability hang in the balance. That strike in Lebanon comes hours after Hezbollah's ceasefire breach. JNS details how the IDF's actions were a direct response to the provocation. This highlights the ongoing volatility and the need for vigilance. For residents in the north, this is a reminder of the precarious state of security. Finally, Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments, reported by I-24 News, reflect growing concern over Hezbollah's intentions. He warns their actions could derail peace efforts with Lebanon. This underscores the delicate nature of the current diplomatic environment. The region's path to peace remains fraught with challenges. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israel is pushing for the IMEC trade corridor to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. This is amid rising tensions with Iran. The initiative seeks to establish a route between India and Europe via the Gulf. However, challenges persist, including Saudi reluctance. Separately, CTEC reveals that Israel is expanding its drone fleet. This move is part of preparations for potential future conflicts. The new UAV squadron reflects lessons learned from past operations and a shifting battlefield. And finally, Walla Business reports a significant acquisition. Ness, a subsidiary of the Chilan Group, purchased LogOn for 192 million shekels. This deal underscores the ongoing trend of consolidation in the Israeli tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.